Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
The exact opposite of gulabi, which is rosy, was this message that I got on my WhatsApp number 9880935935. She said, Disha, I'd like to go anonymous, please. Mera naam mat lena radio pe. And I said, absolutely. Disha!
Yes.
You have a very intriguing story, ma'am.
Maybe not very, it is a very interesting story, but not very good story, I think.
I believe it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people have said about it. Mm-hmm. People don't believe them. It's a taboo. It's illegal in India to even practice. Would you just, if you don't mind, would you share your experience, ma'am?
I've been working here. I had no problems since last 10 years. But since last 1.5 years, my very far relative is also working in this office. So, I don't know why my vehicle is targeted all the time. See, before it was like a palm mark. Once it was a hand mark. So, first I started wiping it. It would not go. Then I gave for water wash. But even after that, no, that mark will remain the same. But my mental condition started deteriorating after seeing this. But at one thing I know there's somebody is after my thing, because in the whole row some 200 vehicle would be there, only my vehicle is all such things will be there.
What kind of marks are you talking about, ma'am?
It is something like white in the chalk, or if you know that vibhuti, like vibhuti,
yes,
what they give in Shirdi,
yes,
and all that. In that, if you immerse your hand, it is a dry sign will,
yes,
be there. But it will not go for just ordinary rubbing. It needs water washing, or I should wipe it with a wet cloth. Or I don't know whether it's a coincidence or something, but it would happen to me. And after that, my family life were not at all very comfortable after that. See, there are so many misunderstandings at home. It is not at all smooth. I don't know, you may understand. I have two sons.
No, I understand.
The children.
Ma'am, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to understand this. You've been working in a company for the past 15, 20 years. Everything has been fine. In the last 1.5 years, your health is deteriorating. Work is going bad. Family issues are happening. And same time, you notice these weird chalk marks on your bike, like on the seat, dry marks that don't go without a proper wash. And it keeps coming back again and again.
Yes.
You feel somebody is targeting you?
Somebody targeting. What sort of target? Who's targeting? Is it one among the office, or is an outsider coming inside and doing? I don't know. But it's happening. It's happening only in my vehicle, suffering mentally and physically also to a certain extent. Yeah, but it is people who believe it, fine. People who don't believe it, we cut a very silly figure in front of them.
Yes, and that's why it's a taboo, ma'am. People who don't believe it think that you're crazy.
We are silly. But the pain in us, no, it will not give the courage to talk to a second person. Once we are mocked like that, it will not give us, we cannot go out and tell like this, because we will be they will ridicule us.
Ma'am,
I think.
Do you believe someone is practicing black magic on you?
I'm believing.
Have you discussed it with friends or family or anybody?
No, I was scared to. I did not do that. But I'm sure somebody is doing that to me. But it is not stopping, unfortunately.
Ma'am, my knowledge is also limited on the subject, but if in case somebody does message or call and has been through a similar experience or read something along the lines, I will be happy to pass the information on to you, and then from there you can decide what suits you best.
Thanks a lot, ma'am. I'll be looking forward. Any help is welcome to me. I'm not able to share this with many people. What I am telling, if I could get some help, or where I stand, if I know where I stand, I can move away from the dangerous spot.
Whatever I can help you with.
Sure, ma'am. Thanks a lot for taking this expertise. I will be very grateful to you, ma'am.
I'm so happy you're still giggling and laughing a little bit. I heard. It's nice you have your spirit alive. It's so inspiring.
Yeah, because I have children. I have to live. There are people depending on me. And it has been a long time. It's not one day. Now I started enduring it. I started living with the odds now.
Do your kids know this, ma'am?
No, my kids doesn't know this.
Why don't you talk to them about this?
I will try to talk to them. I will make an effort. I will make an effort today.
But stay positive. Lots of love to you.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.